right, Alex, you all right over there, man? Last week we had technical difficulties. This week you're dousing your computer in beard. I don't know what's going on over there, man. What's, you trying to sabotage the show?
Yeah, 100%. I totally sat down here with my crappy USB 2.0, like a 2017 fiend. You know, me living in the past with this ancient technology with my cord stretching over my computer tower, and it knocked over my beer, which I totally didn't expect, and it knocked over all my keyboard, like that whole area over there. Thankfully, I have one of those tempered glass rolly roll things for your... things, floor mats,
floor
I guess
mat.
They're called.
Oh, did you spill beer on your brain too?
Okay, I have a floor mat that's made of tempered glass.
Okay,
that I put beer. Well, I mean the beer spilled onto it,
sure.
So it didn't ruin my carpet.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say.
I know you've been having some issues, so I went ahead. I invited Pam on in case your audio goes down so that we at least have somebody else on the show. So Pam, thanks for stopping by in an emergency to help. Just support Alex in his trying times.
I'm happy to help out. Anything I can do. I know it's a struggle sometimes.
Oh, 100%. Right, so I was in the Discord lobby. I was waiting for everybody to show up. I hear a ba-derp, you know, the chime, the Discord chime. I hear a ba-derp, then I hear, fuck, shit. Sorry, I just spilled my beer. I'll be right back. Ba-donk. Then you disappeared. And it was the funniest. It was hilarious to me. And I'm sorry it's because
please
you've
tell
had a bad
me that
day.
Showed up on your audio somehow.
No, I wish.
It didn't on mine. But yeah. And we have a guest too. And I'm embarrassing myself in front of our guest. How terrible. But yeah, I accidentally knocked my beer over because of my really short USB cable that comes with this microphone. So. Sorry about that, but
it's all good. It's all good.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. I haven't spilled any drinks on myself yet, but there's still time.
Nope. Yeah, I didn't even bring a drink tonight. I was worried. I thought we had too much bad juju. I didn't know what to do. I'm going dry tonight. I hope that's okay.
Okay. Well, I'll bring the bad juju for everybody just by myself, okay? Does that sound good?
Within the last 10 minutes, you've spilled a drink all over yourself and your computer, and then your internet went out, and you've disappeared and had to come back. Now we're wiring you through like a phone or something, so as long as you can stay alive until the end of the podcast.
Dude, I didn't spill it all over myself. I spilled it all over my desk. First of all, that's what I did, okay? That's actually what happened, okay?
Okay,
and then my desk, which is made of pure oak and mahogany, okay?
Oh, wow.
Actually, it's not. It's made of pine, probably, but yeah. I'm worried about my desk. I can't lie. I'm worried. I'm like Fraser Crane.
What are you worried about? Like maybe it's like too sticky.
Moisture
to get
into the wood.
Oh, it's going to bulge up maybe.
Yes, I've already had that happen once.
Yeah,
where I've got like a bulge spot like right in front of my monitor.
Oh.
I'm like, God damn it! That's going to remind me of when this happened, when I accidentally spilled crack juice all over my
crack juice.
Crack juice. It sounds unpleasant.
That tastes
you never heard of crack juice? It's the new energy drink. It's basically just, you know, they started off with cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, the cocaine energy drink, and then they went up to crack.
Crack
and
juice.
They called it crack juice.
They have that one called balls.
Yeah. No, that doesn't have much balls. I want crack.
You want crack.
Crack juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That will ruin a desk, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are happy that Pam's here. And Pam, of course, I mean, you're no stranger to the show, but you never know when it could be someone's first time listening. So, Pam, what are all the, you know, you got YouTubes, you got podcasts. What's all the stuff you're into these days?
What am I into these days? Well,
yeah, what are you making?
I'm making some videos. I've been doing a lot of the Metroidvania reviews recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did I do last? The Mobius Machine was the last review that I put out. That was last month, which is a like sort of run and gun style Metroidvania on an alien planet, which was pretty cool. I am also, my last thing I put out was my update video where I just talk about a little bit of everything, all of the Steam demos from Steam Next Fest that were out in February. Talked about a bunch of those.
Those videos are great. I love those.
Thank you.
Those are useful. Yeah.
A lot of games.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to talk about, yeah, just like a little bit about everything I've been playing rather than having to script a whole review and then I just don't talk about it at all. So, yeah. and then over on Twitch, I have been going through the Quest for Glory series, which is one of my favorite point-and-click adventure games that sort of combines with RPGs. And I just finished the third one. So this coming Sunday, I should be starting Quest for Glory 4.
Nice. I am not as familiar with, well, I'm not, you know what? I'm not familiar with many point, almost said point and drink games because your podcast has changed the way that I say things. But you always seem to make them fun. And I think a lot of it is just what you bring to the table. You read a lot of the stuff. You go through a lot of the lore. You're having fun with it. When I try to play them and I read them, I'm usually asleep by the time I get very far. So you make it kind of fun. I have more fun watching you play a point-and-click game than I do playing a point-and-click game. I don't know what that says about anything, but thank you.
You're welcome. That's fair. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do for this next one, because I like to do, you know, the reading of the text and the dialogue, but the fourth one is all voice-acted, and the narrator is John Rhys Davies, so it's like, do I turn him off and narrate myself? Do I dare?
Man.
Wait a second, so there's no text that comes up, it's all voice acted?
No, it's text, but it's all
voice acted. Yeah. I was going to say, there's nothing you can do to avoid that, but yeah. Okay. John Rhys Davies, otherwise known as Gimli, and the dude from, what is it, Temple of Doom, I think? Or one of the
Last
Indiana
Crusade.
Jones
movies.
Last Crusade, yeah.
Very cool.
Right on.
Very cool. Pam, would you say that, like, Is the Metroidvania thing for you, which I like to call them, what do I like to call them? I forgot what I like to call them. I'll just stick with Metroidvania for the sake of
The stupid name I gave them was Exploration Platformers.
That's sometimes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Gated
exploration.
It's so syllable heavy, and it does not lend itself well to being called a genre. Metroidvania is 100 times better a name for it, but I'm going to continue to insist to say exploration platformer. Oh gosh.
What if it's not a platformer though? What if it's something like Metroid Prime? Is that still a platformer?
Exploration FPS.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if I was going to be like super pedantic and annoying.
I mean, the title that gets the reference that gets the clicks is Metroidvania. But I mean, I don't know. I'm always trying to think of ways to like.
Is it? Oh, okay.
It seems to like narrow it down.
I didn't even
so
think of that.
Because if you say Metroidvania, people know what you're talking about. But, you know, it pigeonholes it because you know, it's not always Metroid, not always Castlevania or something. Anyway, Pam, you've been kind of you're kind of like the expert on that genre to me anyway. I don't go anywhere else on the internet when I want to find out more about those kinds of games. do you feel like that has kind of become like part of what people come to you for, or is it more of just a phase for you? You're just really into them.
Yeah, I think it's become what people come to me for. A lot of people say they subscribe from a Metroidvania reviews or like I'm the person they trust for them. So yeah, it's definitely can become more of my niche than like the retro games that I used to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those retro days when Pam would do a retro game or two and I'd be like, I've heard of that game, but not so much anymore. I'm doing a lot of that new stuff. But you know, we're gonna get nostalgic later in the episode because I brought some comments from some of your old videos that we can chat about. Nice. But
that'll be fun.
Yeah. How's the podcast going with Petey? You know, we had her on last episode. We like to keep you guys separated in case you guys wanna, you know, maybe you wanna gossip a little bit about the other one. We don't want you to be in the same room, make it awkward. How's that been going?
It's been going great. I'm having a lot of fun doing that. We just put out our last episode where we talk about just a ton of movies. I think we must have had 12 different movies to talk about on the last episode. Everything from Dune 2 to Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Oh, wow.
Poor Things, The Hudsucker Proxy, just
That's
lots of good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a cross section right there.
It is. We're completely unfocused.
For some reason, out of everything you just said, I really want to, I want to listen to the episode, but I want to get your take on Crossroads. Dan Aykroyd is in that? And Justin Long?
Yeah.
Wow. I need to go back and check it out. I skipped over it because I saw the cover and was like, probably not for me. And plus on IMDb, it says it is a 3.7 out of 10. But I'm going to guess, liked it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I never saw it back when it came out, even though, I like Britney Spears. But it was fun. It was a coming-of-age story where everything went Britney's way. It was very silly at times, but I thought it was fun. Good soundtrack, too.
Nostalgic, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, sure. Very cool.
So this would have been like 2002, somewhere around there. Okay, so yeah, that's like peak TRL. I'm trying to think what else was going on at that point. Lots of Carson Daly in my life.
In your life?
I grew up a MTV kid.
I was like, were you a Carson head? Were you a big fan?
No, not necessarily. But like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm always going to pay attention. I'm always going to tune in. I'm always going to see what MTV is doing because I had such an attachment to it back in, the Daisy Fuentes, John Cencio days of MTV. So I wanted to see what was popular. Maybe that's like a weird way to go, but I'm learning that, the older I get, the more attention I pay to like younger stuff. It's like the creepier I am, where it's like I try and learn about like modern pop music, and it's like, how the hell do you know? Like amongst my like coworkers and stuff, it's just, I'm learning about like, I don't know, like about the Super Bowl halftime show this past year, and everybody at my work is like, how do you know that? You're a 41-year-old white guy. Like, what the hell? I would watch Crossroads. I would definitely take the time for it, because the more things change, the more they stay the same, etc. I would like to know what life was like back then.
Yeah,
for those people.
It looked based on the previews, pretty fun. A lot of jumping on beds, a lot of lip syncing. It looked like to me. So Pam can confirm, but it looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very cool. What, emails, shall we? Anybody? Just me?
No, I think we should skip all of them.
What? No, I'll get started. We got one from Joush Lopez.
Joush.
Joush Lopez. It's called Rage Quit Threshold. He says, what's up, Alex and Trav? And he would have said Pam if he knew. He says, I know the two of you, he would have said three of you if he knew, are well-versed in the shmup genre. So I wanted to ask how many times you allow yourself to die before saying, fuck this, and walking away for an hour, day, month, year. Personally, I start throwing in the towel after about 3 to 5 consecutive game over screens. I know I'm not feeding my Super Nintendo quarters like I would in an arcade, but the whole thing starts to feel like highway robbery somehow. Interested to know where you guys stand. Joush. Does anybody have a line they draw on the sand when they're shmupping around where they're like, you know what? I'm not going to take it past 3 to 5. I'm going to fold her in.
Pam, you got anything?
It depends on the game. I was playing a bunch of NES shmups a while back, and the ones that held my attention and I thought like, oh, this is somewhere, I think this will go somewhere I like, I'll give that. It's not necessarily a how many game overs, but like I'll spend a good, hour on it trying to see how far I can get. Whereas something where it just kind of doesn't catch me immediately, I will quit on that very first game over screen.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. I do the same thing where it's like I put a time limit rather than a game over limit. I hang out with the game for like an hour or however long. If whatever happens, happens. If I like it, I like it. I'll keep playing. If I don't, I don't. So yeah, I agree with you. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it kind of also depends on
why I'm playing the game. Like, if I'm playing it for, like, a review video, I'll put some undue time into it just to see if I can scrape a little further and figure out something. But if it's for pleasure and I'm getting bodied for, like, 30 straight minutes, I'm like, well, let's put her back on the shelf and go play something that I'm good at, like watching a movie, because I can't lose at that. But yeah, in general, I'm not very good at those games, so I don't fuck around too much.
I like that bodied wording there. When's the last time you got bodied by a game? Should we go around the room here?
Well, I've been playing Blazing Lasers, and that's one of the easier shmups, really, on the TurboGrafx, because I just got that attachment for my analog pocket, so I'm feeling pretty. But I still get, you know, I get to, I think it's like stage 3. That one really Fs me up.
Anymore. You get crushed? Okay, that's good. Pam, what do you have?
The last one that I remember, I feel like Gradius just kicked my ass when I played it.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a tough one, because when you die, you don't get your power-ups back and you're nothing. Just like, yeah, if you're in like level 3 with Gradius, there's nothing you can do. It's over, because it's you're slow as shit. So, yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, those games that start you back at 0 on your loadouts, that's...
Right.
That's tough. I mean, Blazing Lasers does that, too. I think a lot of them do that, but that is always sort of the point where, like, if you lose all that momentum, it's like, you might still even... Maybe you didn't get a game over, but just starting with the weak shit on whatever level you were on is almost worse. So it's like, I might as well just start over.
Yes. 100%. Yes. It's... I would rather reset the game entirely. The last game I've had that happen to me was a modern game. It's called Super Mega Baseball 4, and you can adjust the difficulty by like fractions, basically. Like, it has a setting called Ego, and you can crank it up to like 100. I would never do that, but I've been easing my way into the 50s of that rating, and Jesus, like, my shortstop starts bobbling stuff. You know, he can't throw. He throws it into the first row. Every single contact I make at the plate is just a ground ball pathetically back to the pitcher. It's not even like a harmless fly ball to the outfield or like a ground ball to second. It's just this weak little dribbler back to the pitcher. It's like the most humiliating thing ever. It's like, we don't think your skill is good enough. You need to keep trying.
So like by turning that dial, you're essentially just making it like a little league game. Like, it's no longer
pretty
major
much.
League. You
that's what it feels like to me. Yeah.
Huh.
But I love baseball games. So I'm gonna keep trying. I'm at 45 for Ego in that game, and that's a lot of fun to play. It's just as an aside about Super Mega Baseball 4, it's more fun to pitch than it is to hit. I've never played a baseball game where I could say that about. The pitching in that game is so much fun.
What makes it fun? Because usually, like you said, pitching, I mean, batting's all, it's way fun. Way more fun than pitching usually. So what makes it better in this?
Pitching is fun because it's difficult to do consistently. The thing that I love about this particular baseball game is that when I'm able to fool the computer, I get a message saying fooled.
Ah.
It actually says, like, I get like a pop-up saying fooled. When I throw like a fastball, when the computer is expecting a fastball, it says anticipated. And I get mad. I'm like, screw you, computer. I was thinking I was gonna blow this fastball right past you, and you're gonna swing and miss. But yeah, that.
So it like it learns your patterns, and it's like, I knew you were gonna do that.
Exactly.
Wow.
So if I want to throw a changeup, it on the second pitch, it keeps track of what you do. So it's a mind fuck. I really like that.
That's really
so
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. So when I get that fooled prompt that pops up, which happens like once a game, I really like that. I think that's really cool.
Pretty cool feature, but it's still bodying you, you're saying.
Oh, 100%. In terms of batting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
You're going to swing and a miss. Yeah. You're going to strike out a lot. Big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you, Josh, for that email. Hopefully you make some progress on those shmups you're working on. Hang in there, I say. Use save states. Do that.
Yeah.
That's honestly, if you want to see the end of a shoot 'em up.
You want me to get this next one?
Yeah, take it away.
All right. We got regarding regrets realistically representing repressed recollections. And Andy's name does not start with an R.
Randy.
Well, you should have said, but he says, hey, guys, what's some of the biggest regrets you have in regards to gaming? It can be anything. Whether it's playing a certain game, collecting woes, stuff like that. For example, I bought a Dreamcast thinking to myself, man, I sure am glad Sega made the Dreamcast. They'll be around forever.
Womp womp.
I also bought a Wii U. Listen, we all do stupid things when we're 25. Andy, what stupid things did you do when you were 25? Pam and Trav?
Yeah, Pam.
Pam. World of Warcraft for like 8 years, so that's I mean, I don't know that I would say I regret it, because I made a lot of friends in World of Warcraft.
Right.
So
right.
You know.
Right.
But
it was fun.
It was fun sometimes. Yeah. It was
sometimes.
You know, I stuck around longer than I should have, which can be said about a lot of things in my life. And it's just yeah, it was, you know, just so much game. Like, just, oh, what are you doing? Playing Warcraft. Like, playing other stuff dropped off. And so, yeah, a little bit of regret just how much World of Warcraft I played.
It was, like, the center hub for anybody. Like, you know, like, this is... Everybody join up at the World of Warcraft hub, basically. Like, you know, it was a game that never went out of style.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The other one was buying a PS3. I bought it specifically for Ni No Kuni. I was like, oh, that looks like a cool game that I want to play. And I already had a 360, so I mostly played that. But then I bought the PlayStation. I got Ni No Kuni. I took it home. I was like, yeah, I don't really like this game. And then I don't know that I ever played more than one or two other games on that system.
Whoops.
On PS3? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. First of all, I got to back. I liked the Wii U for a minute, so that's fine, Andy. I'd say what's worse than the Wii U and a PS3, I asked for and got, when I was like 12, a Gamecom. I asked for it. It looked cool. The ads got me. They were like, hey, man, this is a... I don't even know how they worded it, but they were like, hey, do you want a shitty Game Boy that can get on the internet? And I was like, fuck yeah. And they were like, it's a little cheaper than a Game Boy because it sucks. And I was like, makes sense to me. And so my mom got it, and it came with the game called Lights Out and a game called Indy 500. And I was like, boy, these are bad. I was like, that's probably on me. I bet there's better games out there. I bet that Batman game rules. And I got that Batman game, and I was like, this is somehow worse than Lights Out, which is just two,
well, wait a second.
Two butts. fast forward to today. I don't regret it too much because I kept it, and then somehow now I have like the complete set, and I think altogether I don't know that I bought more than like two of the games. I just kept finding them. They're just like garbage. Like literally you can just find them. And so now it's kind of like a neat little treasure that I have of just, if someone comes over, I'm like, hey, you want to see the worst fucking thing ever made? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, this is it. I proudly have it all.
I'm in luck, finally.
Yes.
My quest to see the worst thing ever is over.
It's such a great
wrapped at Trav's house.
Well, that's the thing. People come over, they don't want to look at the cool stuff I have that I spent good money on. They're like, hey, you got that piece of fucking garbage? And I'm like, here it is. They play that longer than anything else. So, yeah, it's paid its dues.
Right. Nice.
It was a rough Christmas, though. I should say the day after Christmas when I was starting to realize what had happened. I was like, I got fooled. That JCPenney catalog fucked me again.
How do you deal with that? Like when you're a kid and you know you've been screwed when it comes to like a Christmas gift, Like, what do you do? Like,
I mean, I asked for it. That's the problem. It wasn't like my grandma got me a knockoff and I had to like pretend to like it.
That's, well, I can kind of relate to that because I asked for Sim Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Back in, I don't fucking know, whatever year it was. And that game was garbage. Like, immediately I was just like, okay, this is bad. Wish I had rented this first. But, like, how did you... With your tragic loss, how did you deal with it in the coming weeks and months?
I think I just kept trying it. I was like, it'll click eventually. You know, maybe I'll finally figure out a way to get that internet thing working on it, which we never did. Okay. We never got that going. So I think after a month of just kind of on and off messing with it, it just kind of faded away. It did have what was kind of neat though, because I still have the one that I got when I was a kid. It has, Palm Pilots were all the rage back then. Just a device where you could store your friends' names and numbers in it. That was just kind of a cool feature of things. And I booted it back up, and there was like four or five of my friends, and all their phone numbers and addresses were still in there, and that was kind of cool. So in a way, it served as a time capsule. But it had some other built-in gimmicks to it that I could mess with, but yeah, I think I really tried to convince myself that I wasn't miserable with it to the point that I think I hid it well from my parents, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I let them think they got me what I wanted. I was happy with it. Then I moved on to the next thing as kids do. No one was hurt, but it's a regret. Cause I feel like that was a good Christmas. I could have asked for anything, they were like, sure. You want a game? Come get it.
That's tough though, where you have to like actually pretend you like it in front of your parents.
Yeah.
I've done that. It's the worst. I hate that experience.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But they're dead now, so I can say it out loud. It sucked. It sucked. God.
My parents are alive and I tell them to their face, like, that Sim Earthy game you got? Freaking garbage. Garbage. And they're like, and my mom will say, like, I don't remember that at all. Just like, you shouldn't, because it's crap. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a foul mark on this family. You tell her. Well, Alex, is that yours? Is that your regret with Sim Earth, or do you have other ones?
Yeah, Sim Earth for sure, 100%.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for that email, Andy. Hope you have something you do like over there. Apparently not a Wii U or a Dreamcast. All right.
Welcome in, everyone, to this promo for the Split Up Podcast. My name is Jeff, also known as Mook. Just kidding. But seriously, if you love horror movies like I do, check out Split Up, where my co-host Dylan and I each bring a movie to the table that we think the other will enjoy. We both share our thoughts, have a few laughs, and if you love tangents about random things, we're definitely the podcast for you. Oh, and once in a while, we like to do top insert random number list episodes about the things we love in horror, like take, for instance, soundtracks or outstanding actor performances. You may even get a special guest here and there, who knows? So make sure to check out the Split Up Podcast. Wow, this is way easier when Dylan's not here to say something completely random and interrupt.
Roll a Mook.
Interrupt me.
Mook.
Now we got.
Are we doing sports betting from
Rory? Yep. Sports betting. Dearest drunk friends, being as sports have been discussed quite a bit on this podcast, sorry, Pam, I'd like to know if either of you do any sports betting. If so, what are your experiences regarding the subject? Your fan, Rory. And he says, P.S. Happy Red Sox / Random Acts of Kindness Day. So I guess we landed on a holiday when he sent that email. Is Red Sox a day? Is that a day you can have? Is a Red Sox day? What's that mean?
There's a day for anything.
That's true.
Have to do with the Boston Red Sox? Should I dress like Mike Greenwell?
Let me see.
Is that what happens?
Red Sox Day is for peripheral artery disease awareness. It's the third Saturday in February.
Oh.
So, Roar, if someone in your family is, has a peripheral artery disease, hope they get well.
I'm just trying to imagine JR saying something about peripheral. Rory peripheral. Like, those are two words
that he would,
that JR yeah. would struggle with.
You
Rory
didn't struggle
and
with
peripheral.
A lot of R's.
Lot of R's, King. Rory peripheral. Peripheral Rory.
What is, why do, why have a soundboard when you have Alex? He's perfect. I just love the out of context thing. That's perfect.
It's a martial arts kick, King. Steve Blackman out here. And Stone Cold Steve Austin. I that's all I got.
You're in the zone. No, you're in the zone. It's good.
Yeah. Well, no, I get in that zone. You put me in that zone, and that's all I got.
Actually, I'm going to blame Rory. But Rory! Also, random act of kindness day. So there you go. Now, sports betting. I don't sports much anymore, and I don't bet at all. So it's not for me. But Alex, you do a little dabbling in the sports betting.
Going back to the 90s, I remember. There was a, what do you call this person?
A bookie?
No. So if you're in 10th grade and you've got like a senior that's like watching over the class and helping the gym teacher, like what is that called? Like student assistant?
Oh, like student aide or something like that? TA or
yeah, something like that. Okay, the student aid, that's kind of ringing a bell a bit. This guy was so smug about Kentucky, or it was a Duke or Kentucky, somebody winning the national championship in college basketball back then. And I was like, UMass is winning the whole thing. I made a bet with this dude. He was two grades older than me. I was a douchebag punk in 10th grade. Or no, 9th grade. I was a freshman. And I told this dude, like, UMass is going to win. And he's like, I'll bet you $20. UMass got to the Final Four, and his team did not... I forget what his team did. That dude just avoided me.
Wow.
That's what taught me about, like, people that are hold power over you, you know? Like, they can just, like, pretend it didn't happen. And that... made me really mad. So I ended up betting a lot on college basketball after that. There was one parlay that I made that was, let me think. It was a 13 over 4. Vanderbilt was losing in the first round to Siena. I actually looked this up the other day. And San Diego beating UConn the next day, and I won $200 on a $20 bet. That was back in like 2008, I think. So that was it. That's my claim to fame. That's it. That's all I got.
So you got, you don't do like DraftKings or any of those things that's going around?
No, I don't have any desire to do any of that stuff. This is back in the day when Bovada was a thing.
What's that now?
Bovada, it's like a Virgin Islands gambling like harem, basically. This is back in like 2008 when gambling wasn't legal, and I had to go online to like find a place to place bets for sports games and shit. And you know, it was bad. I was really bad for a while, but when I hit that, I was like, okay, I'm onto something here. But yeah, that was a long time. That was only 25 years ago.
Hey, not too bad.
About right.
You, Pam, throwing down wads of cash over sports?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to spend a lot of time in bars. So once I went in on a football pool.
First of all, I just love that sentence. That's great. I'm glad I'm happy for your recovery. But yeah, go on. Sorry.
Thank you. I went in on a football pool. It was like a weekly thing. But in the end, there was, you know, the top scores of the season. And I came in second. And I won a couple $100. And my dad kept it.
Oh, what? Nice. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second, though. Are you the girl where your dad owned a bar?
No. Just drank at them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is that owned a bar?
But Pam got to hang out at the bar.
Oh, my stepdad owned a restaurant and bar, maybe. And
is that,
would play arcade games at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's ringing
a bell. I think that was you. I was going to say, I think that was you. Okay. All right. That's just me being stupid. Okay. Right on.
I can't believe you kept the bunnies. That makes me mad. Oh, well.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, the DraftKings, the thing, those ads beat you over the face. They're in everything.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. I don't bet a lot anymore at all. It's not legal in New Mexico, first of all, but the odds have really changed. People are too smart about betting now, especially with stuff that you were used to betting on that you could get an advantage of, like college sports, like college football, college basketball. Betting on the NFL, or like, God help you if you bet on hockey. Jesus. Like, hockey games are all like 3-1, 4-2, 5-3, 1-0. Like, if you're betting on hockey, you have a problem. And there are tons of people that freaking bet on hockey. It's insane. So, yeah. Sports betting is not something I am... I like doing it with football, but nothing else. Nothing else.
So when you do it with football, is it just like with buds? Just like friendly wagers? Or are you going online to do it?
I go to the casino here and do a big... weekly pick'em thing where I pick the I pick the lines, and then if I get like 8 or 9 or 10 right out of 16, then I get like some stupid prize, like I don't know, like a big bear. It's like a fair, you know, like a state fair. I don't know, the prizes they have there are like state fair quality is what I'm trying to say. They're not worth it, but I still like doing it because I like trying to be right.
Well, yeah, winning's fun. I mean, you play video games and you don't win even a bear. So, I mean, you know, it's just fun. Right. It's just fun to win. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to mean anything.
Right. But if I'm picking the Vikings 9.5 against the freaking Houston Texans, that's bad. That's a bad time because the Texans are going to win that bet. They're going to cover. If they don't win, they're going to cover.
No bear for you.
Yeah.
No bear for you.
No bear for me. No, yeah. I'm thinking of the last scene in Toy Story 3 where that pink bear tries to chase them down into the incinerator. And it's a horrifying scene that would have... Do you guys remember that? Like, have you seen Toy Story 3? That's a horrifying scene.
Yeah, I saw that.
I've seen it, but I don't recall this part specifically, but I benefit of the doubt, I bet it was crazy. Crazy.
I think all the Toy Stories have one horrifying scene.
Is that right?
Well, I guess I'm on an island here. It's the scene where there's like a conveyor belt and everybody's like getting pushed down into it. It's like Terminator 2. And, you know, at the end where everybody's like melting into this like molten lava. You guys don't remember that?
I got it up right now, and yes, it is terrible. It looks like the almost like the end of the third Star Wars. It's a lot of lava, a lot of people screaming.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's it.
It's coming back to me now. Yeah. Yeah, this was crazy. This is on your mind a lot, huh, Alex? You're thinking about that scene all the time. That's rough, bud. That's rough.
Here we got best video game music for in real life situations. From Bill.
All right.
Says, hey dudes, longtime listener, first time emailer. Hope things are great.
Yeah.
I'm curious, do you have any video game tunes that you listen to in order to make real life situations better? For example, whenever I'm in a plane that's about to take off, the opening theme from UN Squadron gets in my head and makes it that much more epic. Doesn't have to tie in directly with the game, but it can be anything that you associate with some part of everyday life, as opposed to just enjoying the music on its own. Love the show and both your channels. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Do you have any answers to this? I like his UN Squadron answer. That I think that's funny.
That is. Yeah. Not really. I guess I'd kind of have to force it, really. I don't think anything kind of naturally pops into my head, but now I feel like I kind of want to hear the underwater theme of Donkey Kong whenever I get in a pool. I think I might just start doing that. It's just so tranquil and relaxing, you know?
That's a good one. I like that.
Or listen to the Doom 2016 soundtrack when I murder a family, because that gets me amped up. That's a good heavy tune. I do listen to some of that stuff. Like, it's on my rotation for when I run and stuff. But yeah, man, I wish I was cool enough to just say when I'm in a plane, the UN Squadron beat takes off in my head. Like, what a cool life Bill's leading, that he just has, like, cool soundtracks for everything he does. I'm just jealous.
Yeah, man. He doesn't have anything cluttering his head. He just loves the music that he loves from UN Squadron and, who knows, Raiden, whatever shoot 'em ups come to his mind. That's cool stuff. Do I have anything that comes to mind? I'll tell you this. Earthbound has a lot of music that pops into my head where I'm just out and about. I'm going to Walgreens. I'm waiting in line. And I hear maybe that's just me.
That's like your waiting in line track.
Yeah.
Like anytime you're in a lobby.
I'm waiting in line at Walgreens to get my prescription because I don't. Yeah.
That's good.
I don't want to wait in the drive through line, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
I don't have any really specific situations, but I like to listen to the Doom 2016 soundtrack when I drive. Murder optional.
Fair. That's fair. I should tone it back. I get it.
And I really like the Transistor soundtrack as my sort of chill soundtrack, the like have a glass of wine and read in the bathtub soundtrack.
Yeah, that's a good call. What's Darren Korb? Is that who?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I love his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of a bathtub soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
With Trav, do you have like if you're going to relax in a bathtub with bubbles and candles, like you just need to relax and meditate. What are you going with?
I mean, I think, not to bring up the one I already brought up, but I think it's got to be that underwater Donkey Kong thing.
Really?
It's just the best.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
Like, you try to get yourself worked up, but you're just nodding. You're like, really? Yeah, I guess. That does make sense.
Well, I was hoping for, like, you know, you to reach down.
I wanted to.
Down into the bowels of your soul to try and find something.
Maybe some, no. Maybe some Mario 64, some Jolly Roger Bay. Maybe hit with that. That hits. Okay. That's a water theme I can get down on with, whatever you say. Yeah.
That's something that you can drown to for sure.
Maybe that's a different question. Like, what soundtrack would you like to drown to? Mine's Sonic. You know, when he's like about to drown. Like,
that's some stressful music.
It's a rough way to go out, but yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's just compounding things. Like, you're already drowning.
Yes. It's the worst. I hate that music.
It does the trick, though. By design. And honestly, if I were about to drown, that would probably be what would pop into my head. My last vision would be watching Sonic try to get that bubble. And the worst part is when you see the bubble getting bigger, but the clock, it's too late, and you know you're done. You see it just...
The music just mocks you at that point. Yep. It just mocks you. It's just mocking your effort.
God damn.
Like, yeah, you're not going to get to this. Like, just stop. But yeah, I really like that your guys' picks. I'm tempted to go the cliche answer and say Ken Griffey Jr. presents Major League Baseball with the vanilla you know,
taking a bath or drowning in the bath.
Yeah, which
no,
answer?
that's preparing the bath.
Okay.
I think
we're not even in the bath,
like,
yet.
No, I'm preparing the bath, I'm pouring the water, I'm checking the temperature, I'm making sure I have everything available to me. That's the prep bath song from Ken Griffey Jr. presents Major League Baseball. After that, once I get into the bath, let's see. I'm going Super Metroid Lore Meridia.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
I thought you were going to do one of those, like, you just put some shades on and just do the UN Squadron when you're in the bath. That would be cool.
That would be cool. I'm not that cool. I'm a dork, so I'm going to go with that stuff.
Good call.
What other songs would lend themselves well to a bubble bath, though? What are we talking about here?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something else tranquil, and I just don't... I mean, they're out there. They're just... Specifics aren't coming to mind.
You know what? Let's not talk about just video game music, because my partner, Pearl, when she takes a bath, we're lucky enough to have a garden bath in our house. So this is like an event when there's a bath.
What's a garden bath for the uninitiated me?
It's a bathtub like by itself, separated away from the shower.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like a clawfoot tub.
Yeah. So there's no, you're not sitting right next to a toilet or anything like that. It's just like a bathtub on its own by itself.
Okay.
So Pearl loves the bathtub in our house. And what she likes to do is put on like 2000s Radiohead while she's soaking. And so I'll hear, "I want you to know." And it's like, like just echoing throughout the entire house, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I realize, okay, she's in the bathroom, door is locked, no one's coming in. And then she just listens to like the most like obnoxious, crazy music that there is. Like, it's like this super nerve-wracking Radiohead music. And then there's, I don't even know what the hell else she listens to. Man. It's just nerve-wracking. Like, it's, but she comes out and she's like, "Oh, that was so good. It was so relaxing. I'm gonna sleep like a baby tonight, blah blah blah." And just like, yeah, I don't get it. But
I'm glad she comes out on the other side of that, because if I heard somebody, if I knew they were taking a bath and I could just hear Radiohead on the other side, like, I'm calling a hotline. Like, they're not okay. Somebody's too sad. You're too sad to take a bath. I don't trust you in there.
I mean, it's Elliot Smith. It's all that depressing crap, like guy with a guitar type music. Yeah, that's what she likes. Man. So,
yeah. Well, if it's me, I probably listen to something without words, because I probably, if I'm going to be in there having myself a nice bath, I'm probably doing other stuff like reading.
Yeah.
Probably doing some reading. So I'd probably listen to something, you know.
Okay.
Maybe something kind of nameless to me. Just something like some piano music in the background or something like that. Some classical.
Beethoven. Beethoven.
Listen to some just violent Beethoven while I'm trying to get my bath on.
Beethoven. Nice. Pam, what do you got? What's your playlist?
I really like Massive Attack, and that's something I can chill to and read to. And yeah.
Yes, Mezzanine.
Mm-hmm. That's
love that album. I love Liz Fraser, her contributions to that album. Wonderful. I think Pam wins this whole conversation. Just FYI, if we're giving points, if this is like around the horn, Pam has 20 points. Trav, you got one.
Yes.
I have zero.
Okay, great. well, I think that does the emails. Now to the meat of the show. This is what people are here for. We get to hear Pam talk about some of these comments, because to kind of introduce the segment, you know, Alex and I, we've shared our comments in the past, but no one gets weirder comments than Pam, and no one claps back at a weirder comment better than Pam.
That's exactly right. Yes.
So, I mean, I don't even know if we should, you know what? I'll get us started here light, because I think we got to save some of these good ones that you guys brought for later. But I didn't have my own good comments. I don't get as many juicy ones. So I went back through your guys' old videos, assuming that wasn't where you guys were pulling from. So I went back to some of your 8-10-year-old videos. By the way, you're old. You've been on YouTube a while. But I was able to find some comments from the depths that amused me. And one here, Alex, this is from your Lufia series review. You posted this about at least 5 years ago or so. And boy, this person was really concerned about your voice this day. This is from Sly88Fry. This is a comment 3 years ago. And they say,
Maybe it's the microphone you had at the time, or just how you spoke back then compared to now, but for some reason it sounded like as if you might have had a cold or something. Not like it matters, because you still explained everything very well. So once again, as always, another like for your video. Just real concerned about your nasal passages, bro, and that's love.
I mean, if they're concerned about my nasal passages, then pay for the surgery that comes with it. Like, there's a surgery out there that was recommended to me where you have to blow a balloon in your nasal passages to, like, widen it. Have you heard about this?
No. Well, this is starting to sound like a Jay Leno bit, but yeah.
Oh,
have you guys heard about this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, heard about this? Let me tell you about it. Yeah, that was a thing that was like, you should definitely do this because you'd be a good candidate for it. And I never did it because it's super painful, apparently. Gives you black eyes for 2 weeks, etc. But yeah. I guess I probably had allergies at that point. Lufia for me was more than 5 years ago. That was back in like 2013, 2014.
Okay.
That was back when I first made.
Yeah, that was one of the, I don't know why I said five. But it was a while ago. But the comment was just from 3 years ago. This guy was going back through the catalog and being like, hey, he sounds a little different in this video.
Yeah, because I was different. That's just how it works.
It's also just a weird comment. It's like, you kind of leave that unsaid. I mean, we all have off days. You ain't got to throw it at my face.
You don't have off days from 30 years ago or however the hell long ago this was. I don't know. I don't remember. I remember where I was for those videos, but I don't remember writing them or recording them or anything like that. But Pam, 4 years ago, had a TMNT.
Oh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you want me to do
video.
This one too? Oh, this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this one. I loved this one. And the rest of these, I almost feel like were written from like the same person. They sort of have the same feel to me. But this is on. Pam compared the Turtles in Time to Hyperstone Heist. So Genesis to Super Nintendo. This is 10 years ago. And this is from Fidel Solis 6070. So video 10 years ago, comment 4 years ago. And he says, girl, I am a big fan of Turtles 2. I'm glad a beautiful girl, Lyle, you know about the cartoons and movie and game. You're my April O'Neil. You look like her. What can I say to convince you to go out with me? No question mark. That wasn't a question. That's just a statement also. So, I mean, what could he have said, Pam? What was working against him?
I mean, the spelling kind of worked against him. Wasn't super
what? You mean like spelling beautiful, beautiful, like B-U-E. Mm-hmm.
But it's capitalized, it's beauty, so that meant a lot. He emphasized it with the capital.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl, Lyle you. That was my
Lyle you know about the cartoons,
also,
the movie,
the two abouts.
I like
made
the
me
about,
very
about,
happy.
Yeah.
About. A lot of people wouldn't catch that, but I was keen on it. That's important.
Right.
It must mean something. So, yeah, there's that one. Let's just get all of mine out of the way. Fuck it. Next, Alex, this is from your Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Fighting Edition video from 10 years ago. This comment, rather recent. This is from Harry Joe 223 9 months ago, and he says, yeah, like if someone doesn't like a game, don't play, but if we love it, play it, or I love it, play it, man. So that was Boomhauer watching your video.
You gotta read it. Yeah, if someone don't like games, don't play it. But if you love to play it, I don't love to play it, man.
Yeah. What do you think Harry was trying to say to you there, man?
I don't know. I just think he likes Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Fighting Edition, man. From 10 years ago, man. 9 months ago, man. The Harry Joe 223. Yeah, if someone don't like a game, don't play it. We love to play it. I don't love to play it, man.
Dude, I read this like 30 times. I was like, what is he saying? I don't know what he's saying.
I don't get his point at all.
I don't even think he's mad. That's the thing. I think he's having a great time.
No, not mad, just like, yeah. I mean, if he starts the comment with the word yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I think he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a positive review of, like, did you like the game? Or was he saying, well, if you don't like it, don't play it?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't feel like you were too harsh on this game, the Fighting Edition. I think you covered a lot of the ones you covered early for a reason was that you kind of liked them. I felt like.
I kind of want to break this down now. He said, okay, the first word he says is yeah. He says, yeah, if someone doesn't like a game. Okay, if someone doesn't like a game, don't play.
Yeah, don't play it. If you don't like it, don't play it.
That's what he says. He says, but if we love it, play it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or I love it, play it, man.
That's where he loses me.
Yeah.
Because I love it. I play it, man. I don't get it.
That's where he loses me. I'm not sure where Harry Joe 223, what he means. I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
I think it's only 9 months old. I'd say Harry Joe's probably still kicking around. You should just reply, what? to that and see if he comes back.
Okay.
See if he comes back.
See if he follows up. That's happened like once before, I think.
Yeah, he might follow up. Yeah. Now, this last one here for me, this is from Pam's Night Trap video from 8 years ago. And Pam, I don't know if you've read this or not, but you had a celebrity in your midst you didn't even know. This is from Uno Carb, part of the Atkins diet, I guess. From three years ago, 3 year old comment on an 8 year old video. He says, OMFG, another abortion I had something to do with. I was a cameraman and a vampire. I'm the big guy in one of the bedrooms in this turkey. My first was Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. I was assistant producer on that thing. So this guy had a hand in making these games. You didn't even know.
That's exciting.
And I got to say, based on the way this guy speaks, there's a reason they were bad.
He wasn't the writer. He was just a...
That's fair. But he...
A cameraman, vampire, assistant producer.
That feels like most of it to me. I don't know. Maybe I don't know how they work.
I guess we can suss out this guy's name just based on watching the credits.
That's right.
Like, okay, you're a cameraman, you're a vampire, you're involved with this other, you're assistant producer with this other shit game. And let's look up your name. But yeah, this is just like, what?
Yeah.
This is on the Night Trap video.
Night Trap. Mm-hmm. Yep. He was the cameraman and a vampire. But the big one in the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. In this turkey. I don't know if you missed that.
Lovely.
He called it a turkey.
That's a game that seems like it would survive.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? You both got really big honking ones. I almost said you both have really big honkers, but I thought that would be wrong to say. So I'm sorry.
Mine have hair on them. I'll just say that I have a love letter.
Okay.
In defense of Battletoads in Battle Maniacs for Super Nintendo, because I got a huge comment about this game, Battletoads and Battle Maniacs. This person, DCAD, said, Battle Maniacs is a remake of the NES game indeed, but for those who never played the NES version, it's completely fresh, awesome, and most impressive game. Yes, of course you would expect that the beat-em-up all gameplay would be little more prominent after level one, but at the same time, once you realize that the ambition of the game is precisely to make you experience a different and exciting gameplay for each level, you understand you're playing a very unique and non-repetitive game for once. Mm-hmm. Then you could... And then this dude, like, goes into, like, lyric mode. Like, he's writing, like, lyrics for a song. And he's doing, like, one line per space here. And he says... I love comments like this because they make me think of like Dave Hahn from Depeche Mode singing them. Then you could say the game is hard. Well, yeah, sure. But it's not insanely hard with a little practice. It's really rewarding to master the entire game, especially on two players mode. This is what we call a challenging game, and that's really a part of the charm. It's not challenging because the controls are broken and the difficulty is so cruelly unbalanced, but that your victory is reposes on only sheer luck. There's a lot of die and retry, sure. And then there's a game that you can master, and it's particularly thrilling when you do because you can anticipate these intense... I mean, come on. Come on. Like, this isn't a thing.
Also, you had to cut this off because you couldn't get it all in a screenshot. That's how long this is.
Yes! It keeps going. You responded twice. Ugh. And there's two more like sets of paragraphs that come after this.
Happy is that, you know, he wrote all of this. And he realized, I don't know that he realized. I don't think he had a lot of shame, but he was like, I need to, at the very top, I need to put a love letter in defense of Battletoads and Battlemaniacs, and I'm going to put an LOL there so that he doesn't hate me for this. And that LOL is holding up so much of this guy's pride. He's like, LOL, okay, so don't be mad, because I'm LOL.
Yeah, it's Atlas, you know, holding up the globe, you know, it's basically what it is.
That LOL is doing so much work.
I kind of want to see the rest of this comment because the very last line before it cuts off I really don't get why SNES drunk in scare quotes.
Yeah.
Don't get why what?
Scare quotes.
Let me see. Let me get it.
Yeah, is there a twist? Does he hate you by the end of this? Because he said LOL.
Oh. Oh, this guy definitely hates me. Hang on.
Well, he said LOL. He can't be that mad.
You know, one thing that YouTube made a change to that really pisses me off is that I can't
search for
yes, I hate that.
Me too.
Because I can't pull up anybody that has been talking shit for a long time. You know, that's the worst. I hate that. Okay, so how else should I search for this? I guess Battle Maniacs? Not a lot
love
of people
letter.
That's...
yeah, love letter.
That's not going to narrow it down.
How many of those do you get?
God, I hate when people say that. Are you guys just like waiting for me to find this?
We were, yeah.
We were, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We can.
It's going to be it might be a minute.
Okay, well, maybe we'll come back. We'll come back to you. Pam, maybe take it away with one of yours. What do you got here?
Sure. So this is another sort of... more of an in defense of than a love letter, but this is on my Kid Chameleon video, which is
that's famous.
Controversial. Yeah. This is by Cody Schmatz, and he's quoting me here. Some of the sound effects were downright annoying. Found it hard for all the wrong reasons. A lot of trial and error. Somebody was born in the 2000s. Welcome to the world of side-scrolling platformers that literally are trial and error and memorizing timings, patterns, rhythms, and lack of any type of save system on most games, with the exception of the occasional complex random letters and number sequences you had to write down on a notepad, LOL.
LOL.
Your save state was dependent on your play state. Better remember to jump here or shoot there to save your extra lives. And then a facepalm emoji. But I just found this one hilarious because even if I was born in 2000, that would have made me 15 years old when I made this video.
That is hilarious. Oh, Cody Schmatz. You idiot. Idiot.
It's the best name, too, Cody Schmatz. Like, get the fuck out, Cody Schmatz.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Also, a lot of typos in that too. Not to out pedanticize the pedantic, but
Oh gosh! And after someone was born in the 2000s, that's just one sentence. The next five lines.
You didn't interact with that one. You just kind of let that one fizzle in the bottom of the pot.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No reason to engage that one.
As far as I can remember.
Mr. Trav, do you have one?
No, man. I already read all of mine.
Okay, you read all yours.
Yeah.
So
you got throw your other one out there.
Okay, so I got some from Bill Gates.
Sure you did.
The Bill Gates, 3699, saying alcohol and gaming, degeneracy maxing, I see. And there's lots of like emojis there.
What is that first emoji?
See, he's born into the 2000s.
I don't know. What is that first emoji? He's like pushing something. He's pushing a board.
I was like, is it a pregnant lady?
That's what I thought at first.
Standing near a sandwich?
What is that?
I feel like I need to zoom in and enhance. I can't.
I don't know. Oh, wow. I forget. I'm in a live document.
Oh, yeah. I just made it bigger for all of us.
You just made it bigger, and I'm going to just...
Sorry. I just warped Alex's brain. He's like, it's growing! So, Alex...
The hell are you doing?
Do you feel like this person was like being like, oh, what a unique take on videos. You're going to...
No.
What do you
think? I think they're just being... They're drive-by, like... You know... This video for Star Trek Super Nintendo games has been really good, really popular. So I'm thinking this person is just a drive-by that just shows up and is like, you know, does this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You think- Again, I wish I could have searched this person's username to see if they had said anything in my channel in the past, which I used to be able to do, but I can't do that anymore. It's really annoying to not be able to do that. Yeah. So.
Well, and you'd think Bill Gates would have better things to do anyway, so.
I know. This stupid-ass lens crafter bullshit.
Yeah, you tell.
All right. I thought that as two members of Team No Face that you would appreciate this one from Keck Simusultimus. 4257.
Wow.
Okay. Instead of seeing your face, you could just put the ranking and gameplay videos, but I guess that doesn't fill your narcissist void.
Whoa. Jesus. Caximusimultanimus. What is wrong with you?
Pam, yeah. I tried not to read yours before before we started, so these are all new to me, and that one is really funny. Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my God.
Your narcissist void.
Mm-hmm. Great name for a punk band.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Give him that, but it's like his first day on YouTube. Like, this is just how it works, man. We show a little face, we show a little, maybe we show some gameplay videos. You're going to get a little bit of both. It's kind of like, maybe turn on your TV. You know, they do a lot of stuff there. So you'll see faces sometimes. Sometimes you'll see stuff.
I did respond to this guy that I was far too full of myself to have a void.
Narcissist void?
No. That is
I got
awesome.
That filled up right now. Take a look.
That's a great t-shirt. I'm far too full of myself to have a narcissist void. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Alex, were you able to find whether or not DCAD hated you in the last half of his epic that he wrote to you?
I did not see that. I did not see any evidence of that, right. Unfortunately. But yeah, they left a 18,000 character thing for my channel. So I just thought it was funny.
Engagement. Engagement's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, I guess we're going out on this next one of yours. So it's all you.
All right. So yeah, this one goes on a journey, and I hope this person has found someone to talk to since leaving this comment. This is by Mecha Zayas. Well, that tears it. You're no longer a glass half empty type. You are a glass is broken, the water has spilled out, and millions of people will die of thirst type.
Whoa!
I wish you were a little more Mork from Mork and Mindy. Funny, not annoying. And not Tony Soprano. Mean, not interesting when it comes to reviewing retro games.
That's too funny.
Mork and Mindy?
What a pull.
You have unrealistic standards, like you want games from 30 years ago to perform with all the comforts of modern gaming. Just because you are pretty, I do not think that gives you the right to paint the town gray. It's always overcast in your reviews. I would hope for a splinter of sunshine, but alas, the doom and gloom are forever part of your world.
Jesus.
I have been a subscriber what? When you had less than 1,000 people on board. It seems now you have a bigger audience. You are much more negative. World weary? I can't come away from your reviews without feeling empty, heartbroken even. This is my favorite game, oh, or no. at least it was.
Oh, gosh.
I don't
finally,
think I'll... I don't
finally
think...
get to the point.
I don't think I'll ever look at it the same way again. At any rate, I'm unsubscribing in a swift and serious manner. Good day, Pam. I wish you the best.
There's so much there. Oh, my
so
God.
Much.
What fucking game was this?
Lunar Silver Star Story Complete.
And you, this guy, he'll never look at it the same way again.
He'll never look at it the same way again. It was like a middling review. I ended it saying like, my enjoyment rose and fell. At first it seemed cliche. Towards the middle, I started liking it more, but then the last third was tedious. And I was like, it's a very middle of the road game. That's like my conclusion. And this was just like, just ruined it for him forever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but it's you did it in a swift and serious manner.
I'm unsubscribing in a swift and serious manner.
Why is that so funny?
I mean, like, who's unsubscribe? Like, I'm going to unsubscribe a little lackadaisical and kind of jolly. You know, I'm going to unsubscribe just a little loose. What a fucking weirdo.
I just love that. I wish you were more like Mork than Tony Soprano.
What is that? Like, okay, now immediately you're 59 and you need to get off the internet. It's like, Grandpa, let's get you back to bed.
I wish you were a little more like...
Yeah.
Funny, not annoying, and not Tony Soprano.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Let's not gloss over that. Let's not let's go back to that. Okay, so this person wishes you were a little more like Mork. This is a character from a TV show back in the late 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're
Robin
talking
Williams.
Like Robin
yeah.
Williams. Yep. Yes, with the rainbow suspenders and he's like super hyperactive and he's an alien. It's like he compares that character to Tony Soprano.
Like, is it real? Like, is he fucking with you?
I don't know.
Like, part of me is like, now that if I reread it, I'm like, somebody's just having fun. Like, that's way, that feels better to me than this person, like, seriously being like, man, this is my favorite game. And you didn't even mork it. You didn't, you gave it a half mork, no Tony. And... I just can't anymore.
Oh my God. This is hilarious. God damn.
Gosh, Pam, thank you so much for that.
Of course.
That comment, I'm saving that. Mm-hmm. That comment is fucking hilarious. I'm not kidding. That's a hell.
Yeah. Kind of wish I'd gotten it.
I'm going to be laughing about that for a long time. I wish you were... Who the fuck, like, says that to anybody? I wish you were a little more like Mork from Mork and Mindy. Who the... What?
Yeah.
Why? Who?
Also, just the hyperbole in the first, like, you're not a glass... You're no longer a glass half empty. Your glass is broken. Mm. The water has spilled out and millions of people will die of thirst.
good catch by you, Jeff.
And I just Pam's like, I didn't even like hate that. The game that much. Like, it was I.
Yeah.
The game is fine. Yeah, fine, whatever. But no, you have to be like, I love the comparisons people come up with. It's just, it really tickles me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Back to what Pam initially said. I do hope that Mecha Zeus found some help. I hope he hope he found someone to talk
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you clearly
that.
Need a lot of yeah. comment help.
For sure. Well, I think that basically wraps us up. So, Pam, thanks again for coming on. It was a lot of fun going through the emails and checking out some of these crazy-ass comments that you have.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. What are, you know, we kind of went over it at the beginning of the episode, but maybe remind folks what you're up to and where they can find it.
Sure. You can find my YouTube videos on YouTube at Cannot Be Tamed. On Twitch, I'm also Cannot Be Tamed. And then the podcast I do with my friend Michelle is Point and Drink Adventure, which you can find either on YouTube. We make a video version of it, or on a podcast app of your choice if you don't want to see us, because showing our face just is trying to fill our narcissist voids.
Have you gotten any good comments on the videos, the podcast videos? Has anybody been weird over there? Has it been pretty okay?
There was one person who got really mad. Michelle said that, oh, some new movie that came out. I forget what the movie was, but she called it a Star Wars ripoff. And they got very upset about this. And they're like, it's not a Star Wars ripoff. It started off as a Star Wars script. It's like, okay, but then it wasn't a Star Wars movie, so it was a Star Wars ripoff.
Yeah, that's kind of how ripoffs
work. You shouldn't talk about things you don't know. It's like, okay.
Nobody cares.
Man.
So who cares?
Love it. All right.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Trev.
Yeah. No, you're good. Well, that's please follow Pam on all those things. And that has been another Drunk Friend podcast. You can head on over to polymedianetwork.com. We got all our shows over there, including Pam's Point and Drink Adventure that she does with Michelle. We've got Polly Gill, Uncle Doug's DVD. Ben's got a new season coming out soon. You can always find IndieQuest.
And you can also send an email to the show at drunkfredpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not interested in sending an email, not a big deal. Just send us, just give us a rating and review on a podcast app of your choice. Help us out big time.
Pretty big time. You can find us on social media. We have subreddits, Instagrams that we never update. We never update those things, so maybe don't check those out. But you can always find us at Trav Plays Games. I'm on things there. Alex, you can find him at Snestrug. Pam, usually at Jasila_. Is that right? Still?
That's true. That's my Twitter.
Is anyone using Twitter anymore? I don't really.
I post my videos. I don't really read anything or say anything else.
Same. We should probably just take that part out of the episode. But anyway,
maybe
look for us there.
And the track you hear right now, presumably, was composed by our friend Cooler, and it's called Electric Starbounce. You can find a link to more of his music on the Buzzsprout podcast page. And a shout out to Josh Leslie for our Thirst Quenching logo.
Yeah, nailed it.
Wow.
And in front of Pam, I thought you'd be nervous, but you killed it.
I had to do it like it was like a slalom course on, you know.
Yeah.
On like I was an Olympic skier or something.
You didn't read it out like I had to stitch 30 different takes together, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, be sure to catch us all on YouTube, and thanks for listening.
Oh, and we hope you have a great day. Cheers!
You still managed to fuck up something. That's fun.
Fell asleep at the end, as usual.